Welcome back. And in this segment, we're going to be discussing the Ruth and Norman Rails Jewish Family Services. They're located in Boca between Glades and Palmetto Park Road. They offer a variety of services to the community. And joining me right now is President and CEO Danielle Hartman. And I'm just going to let her tell you about their mission and how they serve the community. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Our agency has actually been in the community since 1979,
oh, wow.
And we've grown a lot over that time to now serving over 40,000 visits last year. And our mission is to support anyone in South Palm Beach County who needs help, regardless of their age or their background. And we do that through a range of comprehensive programs that strengthen, protect, and empower with care and compassion. At Rails JFS, we strive for a future where our entire community is accepted, strengthened, cared for, and safe.
That was such a powerful message. I'm kind of like at a loss for words here. But let's talk about your various services, because a quick Google search and I saw that you offer everything from like mental and behavioral health services, family services, senior care.
Sure. It's really unique compared to some other agencies who are really just serving one segment. We serve all ages, like I mentioned, from the smallest of children through the oldest of adults with a range of services. You mentioned our behavioral health services. We're one of the only nonprofits serving our community that offers affordable access to mental health, whether it's counseling, psychiatry, or even psychological testing or disability testing. Mm-hmm. We provide a sliding scale to those households that qualify financially. Typically, it's for families that have an income lower than 200% of the poverty levels, which unfortunately our poverty levels haven't been adjusted in so many years that even hearing the number 200% sounds like a big number, but really for a family of four, it's like less than $30,000.
Right.
We also provide food and financial assistance. We have a very large food pantry that we've actually had in operation, I believe it's since 1991, I believe it is. And we serve the whole South Palm Beach County, so that's Boca, Del Rey, and Highland Beach, providing biweekly food deliveries. And we also have a number of families and older adults who have transportation coming to our pantry and shopping. So that actually started primarily serving older adults, older seniors who had no access to cars. And so unlike a lot of other pantries where you go there, our pantry started with us having our van driver and volunteers bringing food to people in the community. And then we eventually evolved that so that we have a shopping area set up within the pantry so those people who want to come to the pantry and shop can do that, or we'll bring the food to them. And then in the financial assistance area, we're providing emergency financial assistance for things like car repairs or maybe a new refrigerator or air conditioning unit that broke down. But we also provide financial assistance for summer camp scholarships. So last summer, this summer that just ended, we gave out over $250,000 in summer camp scholarships children that live in our Boca and Del Rey. And that wasn't just for, you know, local camps. If kids wanted to go to a sleepaway camp or go to a camp outside of our area, they could also do that with their scholarships.
This is such a unique agency.
It's really a privilege. I'm really thankful and that I work with so many caring social workers, and everybody who works here cares so much about their clients. And I know that they are just as rewarded by helping others as the people who receive our help. And it's really a beautiful community. We all do really take care of each other.
And speaking of community, I see that a lot on your website as well. Is that what you mean by community? By like everybody just coming together to help other people who are just kind of needs a little helping hand or so?
Yes. We like to say we are a family, and, you know, you are part of our family. And when your family struggles, what do? You show up and you help. And in that way, because primarily the fact that we do serve everyone in our community. And I think that's a big misconception, because when people see the word Jewish in our name, they just assume that we only exclusively serve the Jewish community, but we don't. We actually serve the entire community and have many beautiful partnerships with the non-Jewish community as well as the Jewish community. And it is showing up for each other just like you would do with a struggling family member. It's that we are a community. We're more than just an agency. We are a family.
Absolutely. And I love that. And you're helping people on all levels, too, from those who just need a little bit of assistance to those who are kind of, in some instances, at the height of crisis. Can you share a story or an example that kind of illustrates the impact that you've had?
And it is an interesting thing because we do, like I mentioned about our food pantry, have people coming to our food pantry twice a month. And then you have other households that maybe are coming once a year to get financial assistance. And sometimes somebody will come back. It really varies on the individual household and what their needs are. We like to profile client stories on our Facebook page and sometimes on our website. And there was a story that we recently put out about a family, Alice and Jack. And Alice has been a client of JFS for 5 years now. She's actually a grandmother raising her grandchild because her adult daughter and son-in-law both struggle with substance use addiction. And so that left Alice the sole caregiver for her 12-year-old grandson, Jack. And they heard about JFS initially through the food pantry. And she actually said, and I'm quoting here, she says, "Rails JFS has truly been the best thing I've ever come across. I feel incredibly blessed to be part of it. Their dedication and impeccable service makes a world of difference in people's lives, and I'm so thankful for their kindness and assistance." And through our food pantry and also through the summer camp scholarship program, which provided her grandson Jack with summer camp experience, you know, we offer her stability and hope and a caring community that she can lean on when she is not understanding or knowing where to go. So she could also be accessing support through our mental health services, as well as accessing the financial assistance and the guidance, linkages to other community agencies that maybe can also support her raising her grandson. And you can hear from her own words how much that has had an impact on her life and on her grandson's life.
And it's unfortunately a story, especially here in Florida, that you hear too often where, you know, people do have issues with substance abuse and then, you know, they have to rely on other family members to kind of to pick up the slack there. So you're also there helping to kind of break that cycle, whether it's just by giving them food or, you know, like you said, mental health services and a little Jack, he's able to get the experiences that maybe he wouldn't have gotten, like going to summer camp, because you were able to help facilitate that for this family. That is breaking a cycle. You're doing amazing things in our community.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what would you say are the biggest challenges you're facing right now, and how are you working to combat those?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting with everything that's going on in the economy. And like I mentioned, we do have a food pantry and we give out this financial assistance. We sort of get pressed on both sides because as people struggle financially and they need more food and they need financial assistance, at the same time, it costs us more, right? Because we're purchasing food in addition to relying on food drives, but it's costing us more to buy the food that people are needing. So just as individual households are struggling, we have to make sure we're getting the best pricing and buying food, but our costs are going up at the same time, which puts pressure on us in order to be able to serve the needs as they present themselves. We have to raise more money or, you know, find more creative ways to reduce our costs so that we can continue serving the community without having to cut back on our own services. So I would say that's definitely a challenge right now.
And then you also have, you mentioned earlier, you work with different partners in the community. Has that helped you to kind of maintain, you know, your services?
Definitely. And I think working as a collaborating agency with other agencies, you make sure you're not duplicating services. So two of our big community partners are the Milagro Center and the Fuller Center. And the both of those serve disadvantaged youth. And so they come to us or we send social workers out to their facilities to provide support groups, help in consultation with their staff. They send families to us who might need financial assistance or food. So, you know, they're focusing on the things that they do well and we're focusing on the things that we do well. And together we're helping, like you mentioned earlier, break that cycle or have that whole entire household move forward and upward instead of staying stuck where they are. So I definitely think the partnerships are key because even in the summer camp scholarship, we're not the only supporter for the scholarship. We do ask that the camps that we provide scholarships for also put in some money, and we ask the family to the extent that they can that they put in money. So I do think that model of working collaboratively does help us. You know, there's that saying, we're stronger together, and right. I definitely feel that when we're meeting the needs of the community for the lowest income families and the ones that need the most help, which doesn't necessarily mean you're low income. I mean, people who struggle with mental health or substance use don't have to be low income right. to need help. When you're working collaboratively with other partners, the whole entire community is lifted up.
Exactly. And, you know, all it takes is like one illness to kind of derail your life. You know, the medication, that's some of those are expensive. You know, you could have
or
a really great job.
One hospital visit or right. one unexpected large car repair. Yes, any of that can upend the apple cart and put a family in a completely different financial position.
Exactly. So what is your vision for Rails JFS in the next 5 years or so? And what legacy do you hope to leave as well?
Well, as far as our vision goes, we're actually about to go forward with a comprehensive campaign that will provide program expansion. It will okay. provide some capital improvements and some endowments that will sustain us in the long term. We have a senior center that we opened in 2010, and it's getting like 35,000 visits during the course of a year with older adults. They love going there because it's like a home away from home for them. But those facilities have a lot of renovations that need to be done because we opened that building in 2010, and a lot of the items just need refreshing. So one of our vision is to be able to raise the dollars to refresh the existing spaces. And then in the areas of program expansion, we've talked about the food pantry a few times. Where our pantry is right now, it's really just a warehouse. And we would like to see and envision an expanded space where we have an educational learning component, where we maybe have a classroom where we could bring families in who are shopping and then give them some financial literacy classes or provide other venues for them to get education for their children. Or when we do partnerships with corporations where they're coming to the pantry, that there's a place that we can actually do learning and education in addition to just coming for food. So we've got a vision to expand our food pantry to provide beyond food, just the educational and support to assist those families again become more stable.
Right.
And then with programs, you know, I mentioned earlier about our behavioral health services. We're one of the only agencies providing affordable access. And that means every time that I have a highly qualified licensed social worker seeing a client, we're losing money because I'm only charging the client, let's say $50, and I'm paying the clinician $75 or whatever it is. So our vision is to raise dollars so that we don't have to have the pressure of not being able to provide affordable access because I've got to pay a salary to a therapist, but I also don't want to hire unqualified or inappropriate therapy. We pride ourselves on the quality of our staff. So we're looking to raise some dollars to help support some positions, both in our therapy department and also in our disability services. We have a therapy center for children that provides occupational therapy, speech therapy, ABA. All of that is done on a sliding scale. So we're looking to raise some dollars to shore that up so that we can ebb and flow as the community needs without worrying about not being able to hire a qualified therapist to provide those services.
What you're doing here, I think, is just absolutely amazing. And I'm pretty sure you've inspired so many people listening right now. How can we help? How can individuals, families get involved, whether it's volunteering, donating, or advocacy? How do we help?
Sure. Well, we love our volunteers. We have close to 800, both regular and one-time volunteers. So if you're interested in getting involved either as a volunteer or to make a donation, I would invite you either to follow us on social media or to go to our website, which is www.railsjfs, and that's spelled R-A-L-E-S. JFS.org, and you can make a donation. You can sign up to get our volunteer opportunities or hear about our newsletter. Coming up this November, every year for over 25 years, we feed over 500 seniors and adults with disabilities who have nowhere to go on Thanksgiving. And that usually we have 200 to 300 volunteers, almost half the number of volunteers as we're serving food that day. So people who want to have an experience to volunteer on Thanksgiving, you can go to our website and get connected on our volunteer portal, and then you'll get an email to sign up to volunteer on Thanksgiving. But we've got those type of opportunities. We also have opportunities at our food pantry. If somebody wants to host a food drive or bring a group into the pantry to do a packing or a bagging, we've got lots of ways for people to volunteer their time and their talent. We host a lot of corporate groups at the pantry and also at our senior center. In fact, coming up, I believe it's next week, even the FAU football team is coming to the senior center to play bingo with the seniors. So there's no end to the creativity of businesses or community groups or, you know, neighborhoods who want to come interact with clients and do something good at the same time.
And one more time, what is the website so we can get all that information and details?
Yeah. So again, the website is www.railsjfs.org, and that's Rails, R-A-L-E-S-J-F-S.org.